Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have one of the chief architects of supply-side economics on. Top political economic advisor to Ronald Reagan. Also, associate editor of the Wall Street Journal. And, of course, friends with almost all the top neocons, if not all of them. Jude Wanensky. Wanensky.com is his economic forecast report and information. And we have a link to it at Infowars.com. I know we have Jeff and Chelsea and Roger and Laverne and many others that are patiently holding your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I know some stations actually carry the news, so I want to, in the next segment, get into his forecast of what's going to happen in Iraq. Jude, I want to go to some calls here in just a second, sir, but what are some of the other things you want to talk about in the next 30 minutes? Just a kind of a teaser.
Leave it up to you. You're doing fine. I just want to ask you, please call me Jude instead of Mr. Wanensky. I was named after St. Jude, the patron saint of hopeless cases. So I'm a little bit more optimistic than most people on all crises that I see facing the country.
Well, I think we're going to have more terror attacks, and I think we're going to have a national draft. I think we're going to go to war with the other countries. But you don't think that's going to happen?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's there's a recalculation by the Republican Party and by the president and by Karl Rove. We could see this in some of the personnel changes that have been made.
So you think they've taken off too big of a bite with Iraq already?
Well, that's right. And one of the big things that we've seen is that Mohammed Al-Baradei is the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and which is an arm of the United Nations. And Baradei is that the Bush neocons, you know, have spent the last year planning to get rid of him and doing everything they can to get to prevent him from getting a third term. They don't like him because he's the guy who said before we went to war that we're not going to find any nuclear weapons here. They have no weapons. They have no weapons program. They can't. So they hate him for that, and they don't want him around because he's getting in their way. And it now we see that we can't get any other of the 35 countries that vote on the matter to support us. All of the others are supporting Baradei, and we're going to have to go along with it. So a lot of what's...
Even weapons inspectors that were neocons and said we're going to find them have said they were wrong. And we know that Iraq is, I mean, basically, as modern military goes, was in the Stone Age after the bombardments of 91.
Well, exactly. That's right. And we could tell... I had Scott Ritter was the chief UN the weapons inspector for the UNSCOM inspectors, and Ritter, although at the end of his term, said there were still some remaining problems. Essentially, he had written books saying they were that Iraq was disarmed, effectively disarmed, and wasn't a threat to anyone. And we knew that they couldn't reconstitute any of the weapons programs they had in the 80s, or we would have been able to tell from satellites that they were, because you have to have...
I mean, it's also hypocritical when you've got Pakistan running around handing nuclear weapons components out like lollipops, and we've got North Korea, we've got Rumsfeld on the board of ABB transferring reactors. I mean, it's totally hypocritical. We got China threatening.
I'm going to recommend that you get on your program Dr. Gordon Prather, who was the chief scientist for the Army in the Reagan years, and he's a man my age, and he lives in New Mexico, and he was a nuclear weapons designer, and I've used him over the last 30 some years when any question comes up about a nuclear threat, and because he will be able to, because he worked at Los Alamos, he was a nuclear weapons designer, a nuclear physicist, and he assures me that there is no way in the world that Iran, right now, Iran could possibly have a nuclear weapon. And
well, they're saying that even if they did a crash course for 4 years, it'd take 4 years.
He thinks it would take at least 4 years, but they would
stay
only
there.
Be able to do that if they dropped out of the Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less gray hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're 8 minutes and 15 seconds into the second segment of this second hour. I'm Alex Jones. It is the first day of February 2005. We're talking to a former associate editor at the Wall Street Journal, one of the architects, a world-renowned political economist, one of the architects of supply-side economics, and a former, Reagan economic advisor, Jude Waninsky. The website, waninsky.com, W-A-N-N-I-S-K-I.com, or link through at Infowars.com. And we're going to go to Jeff, Chelsea, Roger, Paul, and many others, and then get into his forecast of what is going to happen in Iraq. And again, he is friends with all the neocons, but opposed to them, and opposed to the war for global empire and opposed to the police state being set up in America. We talked about that in the last hour, so I'm just recapping. Jeff, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Louisiana, Alex.
Welcome. You're on the air with Mr. Waninsky.
Right. I'm going to give you two brief comments and then criticize Mr. Waninsky on something. First of all, last night American experienced the, in 1979 when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, they told Castro, if you criticize the invasion, we will permit the U.S. to attack Cuba. Second, 1020 in the WWL, they talked about the thumb scanning in Portland, Oregon supermarkets. Now, to Mr. Waninsky. Unfortunately, your position is unfortunately untenable because in the last election you had two other choices to vote for, mainly either one of the two Michaels, Bednarik or Peruzza. Why didn't you vote for candidates who favor smaller government and would be willing to dismantle this U.S. Oligarchy, which is turning us into a communist state?
Well, I considered it, but I decided to go with Kerry because it seems that he had a reasonable chance of winning, and that's about what I voted the straight Republican ticket otherwise, but voted for Kerry at the top. And, you know,
well, I mean, how did you do that? Let me stop you for a second.
I'm thinking, why did I vote for that guy? Because he was pretty bad.
Well, no, I mean, he was saying, I want to widen the war.
Right.
Iran's bad.
I want to widen the war.
Let's increase troops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how is that a difference?
Mm-hmm. So, I've handled the question. Is there another question, sir?
Well, look, I'm not. Thanks for the call, Jeffrey. Look, I'm not here trying to tear into you about this, but obviously, if you want to talk liberal conservative and then really look at evidence, growth rate of government doubling what it was under Clinton, under Bush. Open borders. He's for gun control. He's signing on to UNESCO and the UN. Passing a national ID card. The New Freedom Initiative for forced psychological testing. I mean, this guy is like Bill Clinton at warp speed. How do conservatives call Bush conservative?
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand how you were like, well, Kerry's the lesser of two weevils.
Well, it has to do with economic policy making, and I think Bush's economic policy making in terms of his approach to the macro policies are much better than Kerry's would have been, but that's another story. We'll have to have another program just talking about what's happening with the dollar and the current account deficits and tax rates and so forth and so on, because that's my specialty. That's what I do for my clients.
Well, I saw Bush 3 years ago say how great a weak dollar would be. They could have propped it up, but they haven't propped it up,
well,
and it's been disastrous.
The problem with the dollar is that the value of the dollar is determined by the Federal Reserve, and because they have a monopoly control over the supply of dollars. But let's leave that for another time, Alex.
No, I agree with you. Let's take some calls. Chelsea in California. Chelsea, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the size of Iraq. And when you know, people are going, oh, we're invading, or we're winning, or we're taking over Iraq, I think in the back of their mind they rationalize it by Iraq being the size of, you know, the United States when it's the size of California, maybe. And then I think it hits home better when you say 1 in 20 of the Iraqis have received death because of the invasion. And another point I wanted to make was about the borders. And, like, I grew up in California, and I was born in 1962, and it really seems like, I don't know, since about the 90s, that it really seems almost like an invasion. And
well, the corporate government wants a third world population. They want lower wages. They want globalism. They want the rapid plunge downward, and that's what's happening. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, he's very interesting, and I did serve under Reagan in Germany on a missile unit, and I just had some, you know, I'd like to hear some comments about why the uniting of the Americas and what that is all about.
Yeah, the Union of American States through the free trade deals, just like the Euro. I mean, you watch a C-SPAN meeting of the American leaders, and they'll admit it's global government, but on the news you never hear about it. Any comments, Jude?
Well, again, this is when I think of California, I think of the big border we have with Mexico and the influx from Mexico because of Mexico's poor economic policies. And you know, I've been arguing for 25 years that Mexico could, if its own oligarchs changed the tax and monetary and regulatory structure of the economy, they could grow at 10% and 12%, and they'd rather have it not grow. People back from Mexican illegals would be coming back to Mexico from California.
But they'd rather have total monopoly control than have their wealth even grow.
That's the fat cats in every country want to do that. That's where you find You know, do you realize in Mexico that if you were big enough to get traded on the Mexico Stock Exchange, you don't have to pay a capital gains tax? But if you're little, you have to pay the capital gains tax.
Hey, Alex?
Yes?
I don't mean to interrupt you guys, but I had a discussion on a blog with a fellow who was saying that all Mexicans were originally Californians and that the Marines went down to Mexico City and invaded it. And I always had thought, because I'm an old-time Californian.
Well, that's true, and it's the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. But look, it didn't belong to anybody.
Mexico.
Let me just say this, and I got to let you go.
Okay.
It didn't belong to anybody but the Native Americans. It doesn't belong to Mexico. It doesn't belong to Spain. It doesn't belong to France. It belongs to who builds it and creates it, and that's the American people. And Mexico has no claim on the Southwest, but Vicente Fox and it says they do, and it's a major problem. And Wall Street is pushing this because they want to break this country up because it makes us easier to loot. Now, thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from Jude on that. Jude?
Well, you're in the ballpark with me. Oh, fine. Let's
all
go
right.
to another caller.
Yeah, let's take another. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead. Roger in Pennsylvania, go ahead now or forever hold your peace. Okay, let's move on. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in New York. Paul, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Paul, go ahead.
Dude, you were an economist under the Reagan administration, I believe, and I served under the Reagan administration, too, 15 years U.S. intelligence with the State of the National Security Agency in Washington, D.C. myself. I'm wondering if you're hearing the same thing I am. I had to get a piece of levity when Rush Limbaugh had on a BP petroleum expert saying the richest oil reserves in the world were in the Gulf of Mexico. And yet I see the VOA, Voice of America, exploding in the last few years of all kinds of articles on the Russian pipeline, which we well know is a Russian tentacle and not one single pipeline. Have you been hearing the same thing? That the largest oil reserves in the world...
You're asking questions about world energy supplies and oil supplies?
World energy supplies. The richest oil reserves are in the Krasnoyarsky Mountains.
Well,
I will
say that the world has not been explored for oil. We haven't scratched the surface. There's probably 1,000 times more oil that is waiting to be found in the world than we have found in the last 160 years since it was first discovered in Titusville, Pennsylvania.
And there's massive reserves in the Gulf of Mexico, in Alaska, all over Russia, all over the stands. What do you think of this peak oil line we're hearing that we're all out of oil?
Well, that's the Hubbard line, and that's all baloney. You know, it's... one of the things I did that you might be interested in, I tried to figure it out, this goes back 15 years ago, if you put all the oil that we've ever produced and consumed in one place, how big what kind of a pool would it look like? And I hit upon the idea of emptying out Lake Tahoe. Now you know Lake Tahoe, you've been there.
It's
so you
big.
Take all the water out of Lake Tahoe and you put all the oil that we've produced through the year 2004, and you still wouldn't have filled up Lake Tahoe. Now you look at a map of the world, and they can't even make a blue dot small enough to show you where Lake Tahoe is. That's how tiny it is. We fool ourselves into thinking that the Earth is a little place and we're big people, and we are using all this stuff up, but we're not. We have the world has scarcely been explored for oil, and roughly three-quarters of all the oil wells drilled for oil and natural gas in the history of the world have been drilled in the oil patch of the United States.
And isn't that the problem, is that the oil barons are losing control of their monopoly because all these supplies have been found, and people say, well, the Iraq war wasn't about oil because they're not shipping oil out. No, it's about getting control and not having that oil shipped to keep the prices actually up. It's about artificial scarcity.
Listen, all you had to see, the reason we found all the oil here is that we're the only, do you realize we're the only country in the world, Alex, where the citizens who own the surface rights own the mineral rights?
Yes.
Do you realize that?
Yes, sir.
There's no other. Mexico used to have, their citizens used to have the mineral rights, but in the Mexican Revolution after 1917, the government took the mineral rights back.
Pemex.
Well, yeah, Pemex. But This is when Bush was first elected, and he right after his inaugural, he went down to meet with Vicente Fox, and I talked to Karl Rove at the time. He's looking for ideas. And I said, why don't you have the president recommend to Vicente Fox that they go back and give the citizens of Mexico the mineral rights to all the stuff they have down there, and they'd be swarming with wildcatters. And
stay there.
They'd find more oil, and you can change.
We'll be right back.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net. Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, our final segment with an amazing individual. We'll have to have him back up, Jude Wininski. Jude, I've just got a few quick questions for you that I want to hurriedly go to a few calls here. During the break, we were talking about Serbia. Very stable, becoming free market. They create a bunch of propaganda. Bill Clinton goes in and blows it to pieces. And you were saying the neocons behind that again.
Well, Well, I was saying that when the Cold War ended, the neocons, I'm talking about, you know, Pearl and Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld, this whole project for a new American century, these are people who want an American empire with imperial outposts all over the world. They want to control all the governments so that no one else can ever challenge us again. And what they did with the Yugoslavia is, with their control, the use of the International Monetary Fund, which we control, and the World Bank, which we control, we went in and told our old ally, Slobodan Milosevic, whose country was getting along just fine with the Bosnians and the Croatians and the Slovenians, that what he had to do was devalue the dinar, which at the time one dinar was worth $25, in order to get it into the free market. And they knew that if that this process called shock therapy would cause the destabilization of Yugoslavia.
And again,
course it did. A huge inflation took over.
Listen, you've met with the neocons. This so-called shock therapy, and Joseph Stiglitz has quit about it and all this, the World Bank, is meant to destroy economies. It's not free market. It's meant to blow them to pieces so they can then loot them.
Well, one of the things that's unusual here is that the liberal Democrats, this is Jeffrey Sachs, who now is at the United Nations, and Jeffrey Sachs really believed that shock therapy was the right way to go. So the New York Times got behind it. Now, the Wall Street Journal editorial page, which I used to be associate editor of back in the old Cold War days, they knew that it was going to unravel. So they supported the shock therapy at the same time. So you have the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal both supporting an idea, and the Russians, Gorbachev, says, hey, this must work. So he tried it, and it blew up the country.
Now, I would add to this, at the same time, our loving government even used some al-Qaeda to get the war going in Kosovo. So it just shows what complete whores these people are when it comes to politics. You actually teach economics for free every weekend on your website. Tell folks about that.
Well, it's Supply Side University, and I've been doing this for 8 years. I have more than 3,000 students all around the world. Well, you just come into Winooski.com and you register to get my daily memo. You can also register to free get my weekly lesson. We just started a new semester 2 weeks ago with an introduction to economics. You can catch up with the introduction. And it's the only place really in the country where you can learn classical economics.
All right,
one last question.
One last question, and I want to jam a call or two in here. How long do you think we're going to be in Iraq, and how's it going to end?
Well, I really think that the forces at work now are going to push us out. We'll have to get out the same way that we got out of Vietnam, because the American people they can take so much of this fooling around just so long, and it will be clear by closer to the end of the year that this insurgency is not being stopped, that it's getting bigger and it's getting worse, and that the probabilities are that things will get better once we get out.
But the neocons knew. Their top brass told them all. The Rand Corporation assessments, it all told them this would happen. They knew it would happen. Why did they do it?
Well, because their plan, they had a different agenda. They have been wanting to get control of... But that brings Israel into the picture, and that's a whole new show. If we want to get Israel and the Palestinian issue, because at least the dominant Richard Perle and Wolfowitz, have long ties to the Likud party in Tel Aviv, and there are interests that the Israelis have with Kirkuk oil, and that's why they're aligned with the Kurds in Iraq. So it's they say, Alex, it's one big mosaic. And that would take another show.
It's amazing. So Israel, basically manipulating internal politics, says, so what? What happens to our GIs? We want this, and we'll use you as a tool to do it. But again, I would agree with you that you're saying that's only a piece of it.
Right.
Listen, no more time to take calls. I apologize to the callers. I'll go to you callers after the break, get to a bunch of other news. But Jude Wanensky, associate editor of the Wall Street Journal, retired from there. Of course, a renowned political economist and former advisor to Ronald Reagan. I want to get you back up in the near future, and I appreciate your honesty talking about this out-of-control empire. I see the biggest threat, though, is the empire destroying American freedom and the looting of the Pentagon funds.
Okay, well, we'll be back and talk about that sometime.
All right, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Wanensky.com. Thank you. All right, we'll be back with your calls. Just a plethora, a cornucopia, just a huge plane of news and information to discuss as we engage in another sortie into information warfare. I'm Alex Jones, crashing through the lies and disinformation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, we had Jude Wanensky on, who really is the father of supply-side economics, and a chief advisor to Ronald Reagan, Wall Street Journal associate editor, telling you know, friends. He has Karl Rove calling him up for advice. Friends with all these people, went to college with him. Telling us it's world government, they're getting rid of the Constitution, they're taking our freedoms, they knew we wouldn't win in Iraq, they knew our troops would die en masse, and they just don't care. Just openly admitting it and saying it is a world conspiracy. Congressman Ron Paul comes on this show and tells you it's a world government conspiracy. I have it in my film Matrix of Evil. He says it is a world government takeover conspiracy. They openly say it. It's in published books they write that they put out. And still, Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. Sean Hannity, Michael Wiener, all of them. It's amazing. We're going to post that interview at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next few days. But you ought to have your friends and family who call themselves conservatives, you know, go listen to that and go, this is not conservatism. I mean, it's not conservatism. We have a pack of abortionist-promoting, gun-grabbing, open-border-pushing, world government-creating, cashless society control grid implementing, vicious demons taking control. And it's time for people to get out of denial and admit what we're watching. Admit what we're viewing here. And the Democrats aren't going to save you. They're all voting for the wars as well. It's the same system, and we're in deep trouble. Dean and Sherry and Ray and Deborah, your calls are all coming up in a bunch of news. There's so much here. But right now I'm honored to have Debbie Morrow on with us from New Millennium Concepts. Usually joins us about once a week. A great sponsor, Made in America products, and they fund our global outreach on shortwave for all the people we reach in the seven continents. But before I go any further, I'm not going to belabor this. I don't sell you magic creams or, you know, garbage. Real stuff, real products, made in America, and it's real simple. If you keep drinking the tap water, you're crazy. I mean, there's something wrong with you. Or if you go buy a piece of junk filter, it might cut out some of the bad taste. It's like, you know, wrapping a bullet you're going to shoot yourself in the head with some silk. It's a velvet fist with steel inside. It doesn't help you. The bottled water, in many cases, no good. Just type in bottled water contaminated. You'll get hundreds of mainstream news articles. You need to take control of your life with water. 70% of your body in men, 72% in women. That's what our bodies are made of. It's a big area of our lives we can take control of. And I believe in this, and I really think you should take advantage of it. Debbie, good to have you on. Tell folks about the Big Berkey, a few of the specials.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
The Berkey Gravity Water Filters are an in-home system that you can take anywhere. It does not screw onto your plumbing, need to be plumbed in any way. And it makes your drinking water and your cooking water free of the contaminants that are added to the water by your local water municipalities and things like that. Also, you know, different chemicals that get into your well water. The Berkey actually takes it down to a non-detectable level in most cases. Just about anything that's added to the water that's not good for you, the Berkey breaks down and takes out.
And to explain this, even really expensive filters you buy or have installed, I mean, it's a new standard non-detectable level. Non-detectable means they put the stuff in the filter, yard growth, that is green water, folks, you know, in a test. They take the water that's been purified, they put it in a Petri dish for a week, and nothing grows.
Right. And even people that have whole home systems, like most of the water softener systems, well, you know, a lot of your listeners might say, well, I don't need a Berkey because I have a water softener. Well, the water softener, in most cases, uses salt to soften the water, and then you're drinking salt water, which is not good for your body to have that much salt. And unfortunately, the Berkey doesn't, I mean, it's a good thing. Berkeys don't take out the minerals, so the salt actually does not come out with your Berkey filter. So I tell customers that in most cases when they have a home system or if they're thinking about having one put in for their laundry and things like that, there's usually a bypass valve that is installed at the time that they get their whole home system, and they use that bypass valve to get their drinking and their cooking water, because if you've got a whole home system and it's using salt and you're drinking that water and cooking with it and you wonder why you have high blood pressure, just look at what you're putting in your body. So you want to use bypassed water.
No,
and
it's
filter
Debbie, I mean, it's simple.
Yeah.
Okay, it's simple. I've looked at the filtration systems. I've looked at it all. This is the best system, and it's a great price. $199 with the Berkey Light, with the Black Berkey Elements. You get one free gift, a bunch of great free gifts. You've got portable sports bottles that make your water cleaner than bottled water. It doesn't cut everything out, but they're like $35 at the store. You can get five of them for $99, so that's a big discount, about $10 off per sports bottle. Great to take to the gym or to work or on a hike or whatever. You've got the Berkey Light with the LED lights built into it for $259 with two free gifts, and they ship it out to you UPS ground. Call Debbie. Ask about the specials if the phone's busy. Just leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. Write this number down, 888-803-4438. Don't procrastinate, 888-803-4438. Or go to berkeywater.com to look at the different systems, read about them, to tell them it's the Alex Jones special when you order, and write in the comment section which free gift you want at berkeywater.com, or 888-803-4438. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of this. Debbie, you've also got filters for the showers. You've got just a lot of other stuff, potassium iodate. Give her a call. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. And for those who don't know how to spell Berkey, it's BerkeyWater.com.
Great having you on, Debbie. Take care.
Thanks, Alex. Bye.
You bet. And again, I'm not going to belabor it. You just want to keep procrastinating, keep drinking sodium fluoride, and keep drinking all the mercury and the bacteria and just all of it, and just go ahead, okay? This is really simple stuff, and we know what we're talking about here, all right? It's that simple. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Dean in Canada, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome. Rung up right as I went to him. They always do that. All right, Sherry in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Love your show. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you. Welcome.
I was catching part of the show. I'm in the process of moving. I'm going to have to get my Berkey water filter in my new house. But I wanted to talk. I heard you all hop from cherry to oil to Iraq and all this. And I wanted to let you know that from listening and understanding some of your cues, by the way, I own several Annals of the Bohemian Club volumes from 1896 to 1987 I own. And if it weren't for you pointing me to it, I would have never been interested enough to know. I had to find out.
Well, how did you get those?
ABERarebooks.com. Well, it's ABEbooks.com.
How much were they a piece?
Well, some of them were as much as $50. Some of them, because of the low quality, were as little as $15.
That's amazing, because I got one that's valued at about $900. But so you got the what type of stuff are in the Bohemian Grove Annals that you've got?
I have up to 1987, and you see all kinds of fancy people, from Phil Donahue to Helmut Schmidt to George Senior.
I've got the 86 to 96. And it's got Bush Jr. and his dad giving a speech below the owl.
Yeah, I don't have Bush Jr.
You could do me a big favor. If you would go to a copying facility and make me color copies of some of the key pages.
Oh, I almost thought that your page was fake, and I had to find out for myself.
Or you could scan it. Listen, you could scan those in high res and email them to me.
I would be more than happy to do that. Right now I'm in the process of moving.
Well, I'll post them once you do that. It's tipsandinfowars.com. But go over this. You thought I was making up Bohemian Grove?
Honestly, I wasn't. I couldn't believe that was so blatant. I really couldn't believe it. And so I went and I looked online, and somebody close to me just happens to be a rare book dealer, and he told me about first edition limited copy books and how much they go up in value. So I thought to myself, well, if nothing else, I'll have something that'll go up in value, because it'll probably be worth something someday. These are
so
limited.
What did you think as you went and checked out Bohemian Grove and got their own publications?
It was shocking. To think that it was real. Really, I mean, to see it in my lap and to see the whole thing from where they talk about the serious sacrifices, they were real bodies back then. Now they say it's an effigy, but, you know, I couldn't find anything to show.
Wait a minute. You've got their publication talking about real sacrifices.
Yes. The old books, the ancient books, talk about the sacrifices. You have the pictures yourself on your site.
Well, no. I mean, I've got a picture they released of a little black boy tied down. You're saying you've got... Wow, I really need you to send me that.
Well, a lot of it's written down. They didn't have as many pictures back then. You got to remember, this was right around the time pictures were just becoming popular.
No, I know. We've got copies from 1915, and I got one from 1980.
Well, I'm talking 1896.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to talk to you about is I see all of these things that you led me to. I mean, was absolutely amazing. They all panned out, every single one of them. I checked your references. I did. You tell people to go look. I didn't want to believe it, so I went and looked for myself, and lo and behold, you were right. And from now I'm starting to study a little more about the Skull and Bones and Yale College, and they brag to themselves. In the Yale Alumni Magazine, I have a link I'll send you, where they say that they stick up for each other even outside of school, and this is why all these people are world leaders, because they know they're meant to be the world leaders, and they're bragging on themselves.
Well, it's Skull and Bones. You have to give them half your inheritance or when you die, you have to give them half of your money, and then they also pay you while you're there and help put you into business. It's a big corporation,
right? And what they're doing. You've talked very briefly on your show and on your site about the Hegelian principle. I think you need to look up the philosopher Hegel, because that's who they're following. They're following the philosopher Hegel, and it's not just problem reaction solution. That's Hegelian. It's also about limiting choices, making you think that there's only certain viable.
Yeah, they give you false choices. Yeah.
Right. Well, no, they give you choices that they have control of, and they.
Well, yeah, it's like you can bet on this horse or that horse or this horse, but they own all three horses.
Right, and don't bet on those horses because they're just not good. Leave them alone. Don't even pay attention to what those owners say. Don't even, you know, so that what they do is they make.
It's all basically sales tactics.
Well, yes, it is. And until they have control of the choices that are alternative, then you're not going to hear about them. Like, for example, I'm in the process of moving. I am moving into a house that has something called ceramic off-peak heating. This costs a quarter less than what it would cost to heat your home with a central system with oil. It costs that much less, but you never hear about it because the oil companies want you to think that the only thing available is their products.
Then they engineer the entire society where that's all you can basically buy. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting points. Deborah in Michigan, go ahead. You're on the air.
I got a little bit of a cold, so.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Yes. All I wanted to say was that my grandfather was the owner of what was called, and older people from California will remember, Douglas Oil. He owned all of it.
Okay.
Okay, and one time when my dad was out in California golfing with his father in Palm Springs, they, you know, a bunch of the old oil boys were all having lunch and golfing too, and they were talking about, now this was in the, we're talking about, I think, 1970, they were talking about the coming oil shortage. And he was warning my father. He says, what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring it up to a world market price. And he said, why should they be paying $4 a gallon in Japan while we're paying 23 cents a gallon here? And what they're going to do is they're going to create a fake oil shortage to increase the price and get it up to a world market price. And all the other guys in the particular club were laughing, going, oh, yeah, big oil shortage. And they were just. It, you know, to them it was funny because they knew they were going to be making.
Yeah, they create artificial scarcity, and then they jack the price up, then it falls a little bit, but never to the level before.
Yep, you got it. That's basically all I had to say.
All right, good to hear from you.
Oh, by the way, the girl that just called up, there are pictures on the Internet. I did find them. My computer crashed about a week ago, so they're gone, so I can't send them to you, of the actual live or dead bodies, real dead bodies, at the Bohemian Grove sacrifice. There are pictures on the Internet. Someone has posted them.
Well, again,
and they're
from
the 50s and the 60s.
All right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the call. What I have is the official publications of the Grove that, again, are published by them. You can call the phone number in them, and it's the Bohemian Grove Club. They answer the phone. And it's bound bodies and mock sacrifices and little bound black boy. And it was a National Geographic, a mock sacrifice. I don't know about that claim. I mean, I'd have to actually have it and call the Grove and say, did you publish this book? Which I've done with the others. But, yeah, no, it's definitely devil worship. I mean, it's really going on, folks. This isn't a joke. And I'm sorry that your so-called Christian conservative leaders are involved in this, but this is the real deal. All right, I want to get into some news now. Summary. Teams lack Constitution Knowledge. Associated Press, John S. and James L. Knight Foundation sponsored a study of high school students' attitudes about the First Amendment in the Constitution that guarantees freedom of religion, speech, press, and assembly. The findings, more than one in three students surveyed, said the guarantees went too far, in sharp contrast to the teachers and principals who were questioned. The remedy, better teaching in the Constitution and the rights that it protects, which the study suggests will be embraced by students once they know about them. Of course, I've got the more detailed article from USA Today, where half of them didn't like the First Amendment. and they had another study last year. It was even worse. It was like 67%, I remember, were actually against the First Amendment. So One in three U.S. high school students say the press ought to be more restricted, and even more say the government should approve newspaper stories before readers see them. So, see, that's double think. One-third or more than a third believe you should restrict it, but half or more believe you should restrict it. It's the same thing. One in three U.S. high school students say the press ought to be more restricted, and even more say the government should approve newspaper stories before readers see them, according to a survey being released today. The survey, one of the largest of its kind, of 112,003 students, finds that 36% believe newspapers should get government approval of stories before publishing, 51% say they should be able to publish freely, 13% have no opinion. Asked whether the press enjoys too much freedom, not enough, or about the right amount, 32% say too much, 37% say the right amount, 10% say it has too little. The survey of the First Amendment rights was commissioned by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundations and conducted last spring by the University of Connecticut. It also questioned 327 principals and 7,889 teachers. The findings aren't surprising, said Jack DeVark, director of the High School Journalism Institute at Indiana University in Bloomington. Even professional journalists are often unaware of a lot of the freedoms that might be associated with the First Amendment, he says. We'll come back and talk about what the First Amendment really means. Take your calls, cover a ton of other news. You don't want to miss the rest of this broadcast, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Or the press, and then it goes on to the right to assemble, petition to the government for redress of grievances, speech, all of it. And most people, most adults I talk to go, what's the First Amendment? Oh, freedom of the press. Or freedom of religion. Hardly anyone I talk to, I mean people I talk to, you know, make $100,000 a year, middle class, who are pretty smart folks. They just don't know because they've never been focused on it. They don't ever think about it. And so if somebody just tells them, well, you still got a First Amendment, they just change the definition, people go, okay, I've got a right to be told what to say and do. Or your child writes about a gun in an article in eighth grade. They say, write a fictional story. You write a story about a cowboy, and you get arrested. Or a story about your dad is a captain of the Marine Corps, and you talk about his M16. My dad's got an M16, and you get arrested. You know, they're getting rid of free speech, folks. It's thought crime. And they're changing the definitions. Well, you got free speech as long as it doesn't hurt somebody's feelings. I got video of Catholic priests and Protestant preachers having their arms broken in an anti-abortion protest. Peaceful protesters having the police just break their arms on purpose. The liberals just loved it back in the 90s. Now it's happening to them. They don't like it. See, we're all losing our freedoms. And I was thinking about torture last night, you know, how they're promoting torture and saying, tying somebody down to a board and dunking them into water till they start suffocating. Well, that's not torture. And if we beat somebody up to the point they die, we didn't do it on purpose, didn't mean to kill them, it's not torture. And then, well, it's not torture if we change the definition. And then meanwhile, people are going to prison for following orders to torture people, but the neocons are on TV and in confirmation hearings and ridges over in England saying torture's good. So see, they're just softening us up. They're just conditioning us. And Condoleezza Rice and Gonzalez and all of them are saying, well, it's not torture. We say if it's torture. See, I mean, this is the delusional nature. Or, well, it's not a First Amendment violation to have George Bush seize the Indianapolis Baptist Temple. Why, they've got to be 501c3. They've got to be under government control. Well, no, churches never had to do that before until 50 years ago. And they just, again, changed definitions. Oh, you've got a First Amendment. Just sign this little form. And it's a formality. And then over the years, they started adding to the form. It's not a law. It's a regulation. Now to the point, I have actual letters given to the entire congregation of a huge Baptist church in Austin. This is 3 years ago. Telling them, do not talk about politics when you're out eating at church functions. Don't talk about it in Sunday school. Don't talk about it in the building. Now again, the preacher can talk about the politicians he doesn't like all day long. But they tell you they can't. But see, now it's spread to you don't talk about it. In America, we don't talk about it. That's where we used to meet and discuss and, you know, have the town hall meetings, was church. Not anymore. You don't rock the boat. See, where's the First Amendment? Where is Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof? The separation of church and state that Jefferson talked about is the government isn't involved in religion. Religion can be involved in whatever it wants to be involved in. But instead, the inverse of that. Oh, we're going to have a faith-based initiative with $9 billion a year that Hillary suddenly supports Bush on. Of course they do. To federalize the churches. You think it's bad now? Just wait. We'll come back, start the third hour, take a ton of your calls. I've got a huge stack of vital news here. Before I end this hour, in the next 30 seconds, go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Weekly reports, dozens of films, my films, other films, audio reports, books online, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, folks. Monthly and yearly subscriptions available. Very easy. PrisonPlanet.tv, a whole world of information. For cold toll-free to get hard copies of any of my films, don't wait, take action. Find out what the hubbub's about. For good films, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.com to order hard copies via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Don't procrastinate. Take action today. We'll be back with the third hour on the first day of February 05.